There's no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast
on the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Hear ye. Hear ye.
I hear ye.
The great king of rock and roll is dead. Long live Ozzy Osbourne. The Black Prince of Metal. The King of Evil. He has passed. And the day of mourning has begun.
And it's over. Thank you, Rob.
Yes. The Prince of Darkness.
Prince of Darkness. I cannot believe that he... Wow. You know, 76 years young.
Man.
Ozzy Osbourne, we're opening up cold today, mourning the loss of the number one voice.
Champion of Satan.
Yes. The guy, the epitome of rock and roll evil.
He's the dude who, like, taught me that being evil was kind of cool.
It is Ozzy Osbourne. I can't believe it. Life is now going to be less.
Yeah.
That he's gone.
It is, man.
It's another example. To me, I view it like with David Bowie being gone and Prince being gone, we lost another person that there is absolute no, there's no modern equivalent to.
No, there's not. I mean, there can never be.
There will never be ever again another Ozzy Osbourne. He lived the life of extremity for us.
Yeah.
He did it so that he could walk the actual walk of the man himself, the man that would don this sort of persona of being Ozzy Osbourne, which also turned out to be as much of a set of challenges as anything else.
I mean, of course, you can't be the Prince of Darkness and expect to have like a decent life.
I don't think so. I think that when you choose to become the Prince of Darkness, other things come along, like Sharon.
Yes, he's been next to death for a very long time.
Yes, Sharon.
Yes.
Welcome to Side Stories. My name is Henry Zabrowski. I'm sitting here with Ed Larson.
I've been in the malaise all day. I thought for sure, I mean, because he should be dead for a long time.
Well, the fact that he even got to that final concert.
He said he wanted to die on stage.
So close.
Which, like, it seems like he tried.
Yes. Oh, it seemed like it. He definitely, he was shooting for it.
Yeah.
Do you think that he died of a sense of cringe watching his daughter take the moment of his final Black Sabbath performance? I'm still like, this is where we get into Page Seven territory, yeah, where it's this picture.
Well, she didn't take the moment.
Yes, I know. But Ozzy Osbourne, he is almost dead,
yes,
sitting in a chair. It is after the very final Black Sabbath performance. I went and I watched some clips of it. He's definitely like, hey, man.
Shaking like Michael J. Fox on Adderall.
He's fine, you know, exactly. And he can't really sing, but it's like he's this super emotional, like, this is the last time I'll ever introduce the band. It's like super amazing night. He raised like how many tens?
$190 million.
Crazy. For charity,
the
right?
The largest charity concert of all time.
When he's sitting backstage, it should be all about Ozzy. And all of a sudden, his lovely daughter gets proposed to by the new drummer of Slipknot. That's
the
even
new
the
drummer.
He's the new
Not
drummer.
Not even the old drummer.
He steps into the center of this paparazzi circle around Ozzy Osbourne as he has no idea where he is. And he sucks the emotion out of the moment by making it about him and her. And he asks her to marry him in the backstage area. Ozzy Osbourne is trying to eat the ring. He has no idea what's happening. And it is just
way worse. He's the DJ for Slipknot. He's not even the drummer.
Oh, he's the DJ?
The DJ for Slipknot?
Oh, my God. So Ozzy's last memory is his daughter getting engaged to a DJ?
Oh, honestly, he might have committed suicide.
It might be a suicide.
He might have literally flung himself from the belfry. Just watching this, he's so just like,
I will not perform at this wedding.
I will not. Please tell me I don't have to. Do I have to be there? Do I have to come and you have to eat a bat?
You know, because he again also wanted to dispel a couple of rumors.
You're a Slipknot. You keeping the ring in your fanny pack?
This guy is an absolute
trash. You have
trash.
A fanny pack, but you're not trying to be in Slipknot.
No.
You know, you're allowed yours.
What do you mean?
You're a fancy man.
I have a billable bag. Yeah, I'm a purse.
Yeah.
I have to have a purse because my shorts fall down. See, when you're shaped like a pear or shaped like an egg.
You can't put stuff in your pockets?
No, because it just shoots the pants down, especially if they have an elastic waistband. You want it to be comfortable because that's where I'm wearing a lot of these days.
It feels good.
It's so good.
I love an elastic band.
I'm giving it all in. Giving it all. Full on. Expandable clothes.
We're merged, man. We ain't got new jobs to get.
I'm straight.
Fucking wear that stretchy band pants.
Do we want me to be crying all day? But just the idea of him watching Ozzy Osbourne has been through so much. He has fought so hard.
He's almost died so many times
so
in the
many
last
times.
10 years.
We Eddie and I were walking before the show, which is also, it is amazing to be in Los Angeles and just see hearing Ozzy
everywhere.
Just coming out of people's cars and shit like that. It's fucking awesome. But we were walking down the street and we said that the main thing you can say about Ozzy, the one bad thing really, besides all the years of drug abuse and his insanity, was the fact that he did open us up to the world of reality television.
He paved the way. Road Rules and what was the other stupid MTV show?
The Real World.
The Real World. Other than those shows, the Osbournes were first.
There was some art experiments back in the day. There was like a guy, there was actually a very interesting documentary about a guy that was one of the OG, I forget which website he was behind, but he created this world where he was in a 24/7 cube on camera and he ended up killing his girlfriend. It's like a whole true crime story. It's great.
Yeah, not enough room in that cube.
No. And so,
killer would fart.
I think it was just being a man.
Yeah.
But Ozzy Osbourne did technically, what's nice about his performance in that The Osbournes, the reality television show, is that because he was so out of his brain,
he didn't know what was going on.
No idea. So we actually got to see the real Ozzy. I think that was a part of why it was so interesting, is that we got to see the actual Ozzy Osbourne. Everybody else or surrounding him is a grifter and a piece of shit. But the man himself was, it's just funny to see him. Everyone was just excited see him sit on his couch.
Yeah, it's like the cameramen were in his way and he couldn't even be bothered with it.
Could not care less. It's him. He was my favorite. And also back in the, unfortunately, which now, but you know, now it's all dark. But like when Kanye was vaguely featured in the background of the Kardashians, where he could like, he'd see the camera and like run into the other room, you know?
At least he had that instinct.
That was before. Man,
my first concert without my parents was Typo Negative,
fuck yeah, dude.
Rollins Band, and Ozzy solo.
So angry.
It was amazing. Yeah.
I wish I got to see them.
Yeah, no, it was fucking awesome. I saw Ozzy 3 years. That was like right before Ozfest. That's how old I am.
Yeah.
And then the next year was Ozfest. I saw that again. And the year after that, I went again because that was the Black Sabbath reunion.
But he was in good voice. He was in good voice for a very long time.
Yeah, no, his voice was good. But he did in 1997 when I saw him for the first time. He looked like he was going to die then.
I mean, he
was
probably
like hobbling around the stage like his arm. He couldn't lift his arms over his tits.
Well, I believe, didn't he suffer from like a lot of the shakes? It seemed to have been like side effects of medication, I believe, that he was on damage.
He had Parkinson's.
And he did have Parkinson's.
But before that,
he was dealing with shit.
Of course, he was going to die when Sharon found him. He drank himself next to death and he was sitting in a hotel room for years.
Yep. And then Sharon figured out how to milk him for that money for the rest of his life.
Hey, she saved his life.
She did.
Like Sharon.
I'm fine with Sharon Osbourne. I'm just saying, I wonder how now we're going to use his corpse for money, but they'll figure it out.
Oh, come on. Ozzy's going to make money for fucking 150 years.
Oh, I know. He's going to be stronger in death than in life, like Elvis Presley.
Oh, my. It's going to be nice. There's going to be a Black Sabbath summer, dude. It's going to be all Ozzy all summer, for the rest of summer now. I'm excited about it. Dude, that concert, I got to tell a quick story. So I'm at the show with my buddies, and then this chick fucking like ODs right in front of us. It was fucking crazy. And then this guy, the whole concert, he's belligerent. He's awful. He's like flicking off. We didn't understand. He was like, I love you, Ozzy. And then he'd like flick him off. Like, fuck you, Ozzy. We're like, what is this guy doing? Yeah, I just thought.
Yeah, he's a lot of mixed messages.
Yeah, I'm 15. I don't get it. You know, and so it is just like, fuck you, fuck you. And then this chick passes out on him, falls down a flight of stairs. And then all of a sudden, the guy like turns to us and he goes, I'm a doctor. I gotta help her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh no.
Hey,
leave her alone.
Doctors gotta relax. Doctors gotta relax too.
It's not his fault.
Yeah, but yeah, God. But you know, Ozzy, he's gone. No one is gonna replace him.
Yeah. What's your go-to, Ozzy? What do you do?
We were just listening to I Love Bark at the Moon.
Bark at the Moon's great. You know what my go-to this morning was? A very essential Ozzy album for me, even though it's not really one of his best albums, is Osmosis.
Yeah, we were talking about this.
I fucking love that album. I skipped school to go buy it when it came out. I fucking love that album. Perry Mason.
Well, he's also one of the very few guys that can literally create heavy metal.
Yes.
Be one of the people that helped create heavy metal. And then his own career, his solo career, is awesome.
Yeah.
And like, if you like, it's just, you can't not love rock and roll and not love Ozzy Osbourne.
You're a fucking idiot. You don't like rock and roll if you don't like Ozzy.
That's just the truth.
Yeah, man. Randy Rhoads. When he buzzed the tour bus and crashed and died.
Oh, wow.
What a life.
You know, I was just thinking about how when my dad was dying, it kind of reminded me a little bit of when I was watching Ozzy Osbourne. It reminded me a little bit of him. You know what I mean? Because it's the show. He was very emotional, right? Mm-hmm. Like Ozzy was a very, very emotional in the end. But I got to say, it was unfair that my dad did not get to bring out Tony Iommi in the middle of that. Think about that. You're dying. You should be in a hospice bed. Yeah. But instead, you're like, everybody, put your hands together for Tony Iommi.
Still incredible.
They're all, man. Geezer Butler's great.
Geezer was the one person from Sabbath that was with Ozzy the first time I saw him. And then when I saw them do the Sabbath reunion, first of all, full Ozzy set, takes a break, Black Sabbath set.
Yes.
It was fucking awesome.
That was the OG Black Sabbath re-up, right?
Bill Ward.
That was like the late 90s, because I remember I had that double album.
Yeah, it was like 99. Yeah, it was like 99 or 2000 is when that happened.
That double album was awesome.
Dude, I caught Tony Iommi's pick.
Whoa.
And then my mother threw it out because she didn't know what a guitar pick was and she thought it was trash.
I threw out the trash. She kept, don't worry, Eddie. I threw out all that trash. I also took all that poster.
Bitch, go to the dump. Find
I threw
that
the trash
shit.
Out. She's like, no, Eddie. No, there's no reason. You're all covered in shit. Get Youngblood off my fucking screen.
He loved it.
Get Youngblood off my fucking screen, Rob.
I have never heard this man's voice. Who is Youngblood? I didn't know who he was a week ago.
I think that Ozzy legitimately thought he was a woman.
Yeah.
I think that he has such a thin torso and he's like touching on his body and touching on his neck.
Almost
to
your belly. Yeah. Almost to your belly.
I'm pretty certain that Ozzy Osbourne thought that this guy was a woman and he was trying to have sex with her. And he just didn't know. All right. Because we all know that Ozzy Osbourne, he had like a cheating scandal like 5 years ago. It was like post-COVID he had a cheating scandal. Like Ozzy's like, and I don't even know if he knows. It's like, I think women are just telling him he's having an affair with them.
Yeah, no, Ozzy doesn't know what's happening. He can't be guilty of anything.
I don't know. I mean, I'd love to know.
Up to like even yesterday, like or a week ago, if Ozzy pulled out a gun and shot you in front of me, I'd be like, I don't know, man.
Hey,
what are we gonna do? 2016. There was nothing.
It's not bad, but that's a long time ago for Ozzy Osbourne.
Hey.
2016, he's still actively trying to fuck side pieces?
I don't think he's trying to. I think it just got thrown at him, and he didn't know how to physically get away.
Someone come and get this woman who's playing with my balls. I'm sorry, he's becoming Bernie Sanders.
I know, I can't do an Ozzy impression, oddly enough.
Sharon. All he knows, Sharon! Oh. Sharon! That's it. That's all I have. But that's all I have is old Ozzy. But, you know, like, but Youngblood is, just so you know, Eddie, Youngblood is an extremely talentless young man that has wormed his way into Ozzy's world and then did a cover of Changes, which we all know is the easiest song of Ozzy's to cover.
Yes.
And we all know that the actual best cover of Ozzy's Changes
man.
was
Oh, Charles Bradley.
Charles Bradley. And if anybody is not Charles Bradley singing Changes and someone who is not Ozzy singing Changes, then I don't want to hear you sing Changes either.
Man, today I went to a coffee
because
shop.
Because that motherfucker, Charles Bradley, we can play a chunk of that, right? Can we?
No, we can't. Well, that's fine. It's a go listen to it. I mean, it's the song at the top of Big Mouth.
Going to Changes. Yeah. What do you mean?
Big Mouth?
Oh, don't advertise Big Mouth.
I'm just telling people where they heard the song.
I'm going through changes.
Yeah, no, Charles Bradley's a fucking man.
Charles Bradley's the only person I've ever believed the words coming out of his mouth that he was singing this song.
We were talking about him the other week.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
Poor guy. Also died.
Also died. Died right at the same time as Sharon Jones, major hit for Daptone Records. All happened on George Clinton's birthday. It is upsetting. Full circle for me. My guys. One keeps to go forever.
But George Clinton.
84?
Yeah, think about that. Almost 83? 10 years old than Ozzy, and he's still going. He's still on tour.
Still singing. He's actually doing great.
Did you see that clip of him recently freestyling?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it was George Clinton freestyling. It was really kind of like, whatever you think about it, it was just nice to see.
Yeah.
He's got energy.
He's never going to stop, man. He's going as long as he fucking can.
No, and he's just sitting there smoking his blunts, painting his birdhouses. Nothing I love than George Clinton's Instagram presence.
Oh, yeah.
It's worth it. Just so you know, if you want that's a good follow on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We still got George.
Still got George.
For a little bit longer.
All right, got a couple other updates. Wow, we talked about him for like 25 minutes. That's fine, though. That's
Ozzy.
We had to.
He's our people.
He's my fucking...
Everyone loves Ozzy.
It just makes me sad because he's just another person. We're now, us 40-year-olds and all the rest of us in the 40s are now going to see all of our favorite people die over the next like 10 years.
Yeah, but some bad ones too.
Well, yeah, but they never die.
Yeah.
The bad ones always go for forever.
Yeah, fucking Ric Flair is like, cancer free.
Literally, woo! Utterly fine.
He's like, you fucking piece of shit.
Utterly fine. Everybody else is just spotless. It's all of the evil is just going to Trump's ankles. And the rest of it is just, I don't know. I have no fucking idea.
Rise from your grave.
Couple of updates. We've got the blonde prostitute attorney general Pam Biondi is deciding to take the Epstein scandal. She's going to continue the Epstein scandal forward. Okay. And she said that what she's going to do.
Thank God. I'm glad she's on the case.
Finally, someone's going to get into this. And what she's going to do is see what our favorite booker, Ghislaine Maxwell. I'm calling her a booker.
She is a booker.
Yep. And we're going to say, she's going to go ask Ghislaine Maxwell.
Hooker booker.
Well, she is. She puts the hooker in booker. And so she went and she's going to go talk to Ghislaine Maxwell and she's going to clear it all up. Don't worry. And I think what's going to happen is my call. They're going to go to Ghislaine Maxwell. They're going to ask, all right, so who is on the Epstein list? And she's going to be like, nobody. And they're like, thank you. And they're going to release her. So I think that's what's going to happen. I think that everyone's here wondering who's all on it. And guess what? It's everybody and every single person that is on that list. I don't care what party you belong to. I can't wait to see you get tortured to death.
Kill them all.
Yep.
Literally.
They are a waste of space. Literally. Kill. We could say kill a bunch of pedophiles.
Yeah.
I think it's okay.
I think that's the one we're allowed to.
I think we can line up a bunch of pedophiles and shoot them in the head.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's fine.
We're not allowed to. Do it.
I'll pay for a ticket to see it, though.
Oh, my God.
Please. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that goes. I'm certain that is going to get nipped in the bud. And so that's the one thing we got. That's one Epstein update. And then this other update.
Oh, this one's... I mean, well, this is all speculated. None of this has actually been confirmed.
You know, what's interesting is that I got a little bit of pushback. Some people saying that we thought that our coverage of the passing of Dan Rivera might have been a bit insensitive. But I still think that people just need to understand that if we're going to help the paranormal community,
yes,
we need to create more stakes with our deaths within the community. Because death is the whole point of the community.
You travel in the world of selling ghosts. You die mysteriously while on tour with the most famous haunted doll. And you think that a haunted podcast shouldn't talk about it?
I don't know. They don't want to. Again, we do have a lot of sympathy for Dan Rivera's family.
Of course, no one wants anyone to die.
Well, the newest update, I believe, is they're still saying that they believe that he died of natural causes.
Yes, of course.
I do think it's hilarious that they had to come out and say that Annabelle was not at the scene of the crime. But this is the problem, is that, okay, where is she then?
Yeah. What's her alibi?
Where the hell is Annabelle? So that's what we were saying before, the last week when we came out and we talked a little bit about our television show pilot. We're back on normal schedule now.
Mm-hmm.
But what Eddie and I were talking about a little bit last week was the fact that, okay, then she must have been in the car.
Yeah.
Right? She must have been.
Got mad he left her in there.
Yeah, maybe she's in the car, right? But doesn't seem that way.
No, she.
Guys, we want to stop talking about this,
but the news keeps developing.
I wish that the Annabelle news would stop.
I will say that the news I received today, I can't guarantee that it's true.
But that's the best type of news. That's the best type. It really is in the middle of. Could be entirely made up. Could be.
How do we feel about the economic times?
I think that they're poor right now.
Yeah.
Oh, is that a magazine?
That's a publication. That's my news source. Can you see if the Economic Times is a reputable source?
Yeah, yeah. See what their biases are. They
put out an article yesterday saying that Annabelle Dahl disappears after investigator touring with it dies suddenly.
Guys, Annabelle's missing again.
And I'm looking at the Nesper.
She's missing again.
I'm on the Nesper social media. I'm looking at their Instagram. I'm looking at their Facebook. No word on where Annabelle is.
But you did notice that Nesper put out a little thing. This is after he died, right?
This is a video.
They posted this after he had passed already, right?
No. This post July 11th. When did he die? The 15th.
All right, so this was right before.
So this is right before he died. This is the post before. This is their last post while Dan Rivera's alive. They posted them fucking straight up taunting Annabelle. Like, they dress Annabelle.
This is like, okay, so the only way we can really describe this is there is a lady standing in front of the caged Annabelle while she's sitting there, obviously seething. This woman is dressed as Annabelle in front of her. This is, to me, the equivalent of me dressing up like Harriet Tubman and going to a U.S. slavery museum and going up to them being like, oh, you know, like doing a whole Harriet Tubman fun character. Yeah.
You better get across the border.
Yeah. You want to hear my Harriet Tubman?
Yeah, let's hear
it. You want to hear it right now?
Yeah.
Hi, I'd like to take you to safety. Hi, my name's Harriet. You want to go to Detroit? Excellent. All right, you want Cover Plus?
These shoes are killing me.
Yeah, you want some? You want a Sprite? You want a Sprite? You want some peanuts?
Oh,
all right, so let's play this little video.
Go back to your home.
She's got one of those ghost boxes,
be
right?
Out with everybody seeing you. With everyone, and I just felt like I got punched in the back.
You don't look like you got punched in the back.
If you could get out of your case, is there something you would like to do?
I'd like to run. Did you hear that?
Hold. So what we have is Nesper. They are keeping the kayfabe. So you have this woman dressed as Annabelle in front of the caged Annabelle. She's saying, I feel like Annabelle just touched me. They then asked in the ghost box, Annabelle, what would you do if you could get out of this cage? And according to the ghost box, it said, run.
Yes.
So now, like, they're doing this already. So they've leaned in ahead of us, guys.
Yes.
It's not just us. Everybody, like, we don't know what's happening. They still haven't said what Dan Rivera died of.
I mean, I think it was a heart attack.
They said they're working on it still. I think no update yet.
I feel like if it's that, if they're still working on it, there might be some stuff going on.
I mean, if there's a bunch of holes in his body, then, you know, that's one thing. But a heart attack, I still think a heart attack is the way a doll murders a man.
See, the way off, I was a haunted doll, and if I wanted to murder a man, I'd just lay at the top of the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
So that if he had to pee in the night, I could kill him. That's how my wife's trying to kill me.
What if he was in a ranch style? house.
Wow, yeah. Shoot, yeah, gotta shoot him in the head, execution style.
Yeah, yeah, stab, stab, stab in the back of the neck.
Stab, 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 stab.
Yes, go for the throat.
That's how I'd kill him.
But, yeah, no, but so Dan Rivera passed away, and now we don't know where the doll is.
Dolls are gone supposedly. Again. Dolls gone again. Unbelievable.
Prove to us that we're wrong. I would love to stop talking about this, but as last podcast on the left, if more Annabelle news keeps coming up, we have to report on
this.
There is nothing required.
We have to talk about Jeffrey Epstein, and we have to talk about Annabelle the doll. That is fully in our wheelhouse, and we're locked in. There's no way to escape it.
And just so you know, Eddie, the Economic Times is generally considered and majorly wide read, but it's got a reputation that's nuanced.
Okay. Do you want to hear the story about a father and daughter sucking each other off in a garage? Let's go on another one.
Let's move on.
Now, we have this story. Yeah, because it's the problem. This week, we got a bunch of stories, and a lot of them are just extremely sad.
Yeah, they're just sad.
That's just a story. Literally, that entire story is about an Indiana father and daughter. He's 54. She's 19. He had a bunch of underage people over the house that he was feeding liquor, the father. And then him and a bunch of the underage teens saw him and his daughter having sex with each other. And then the daughter straight up just said, she's obviously the victim here, but literally, according to the documents, the 19-year-old admitted to quote, doing stuff together with her father.
And his last name is Pumphrey.
Ooh, wow. Ew. Wow. Hey.
Ugh.
Ooh.
God.
Ooh, hey. Because guess what he is doing? Giving those pumps for free.
We need them. Annabelle. Listen.
Kill this family.
Kill this family. Straight to Indiana. I know you're on the road. Man, you just picture her hitchhiking. Some fucking trucker picks her up. Like, where are you going, little lady?
Straight to Indiana. Straight to Indiana. I'm going to kill incestual father. Yeah. Turns into Mike Tyson.
Yeah, so you go north?
Yep. Yep. But I'm going to bring up a hail of misery upon his ass. I'm going to go down there. I'm going to eat his children. I'm going to fuck his father.
All right. So if this Annabelle stuff proves to be true, all right. Let's just say
it's a demon.
Like it's a Annabelle's a demon. We get footage of Annabelle running around like Chucky with a knife.
Azrael. Yeah.
That happens.
Yes.
And we get this. Do we reconsider the Warrens as legitimate?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I think that if there's a picture, if Annabelle turns into Azazel and conquers the United States of America, I'd give the Warrens another look at. Yes, you're right. Yeah, sure. Yeah, if it's all real, if Annabelle, if she creates real change in this country,
I mean, it seems like she's actively trying.
She is. God knows what Dan DeVere. I hope that Dan Rivera is just nice. I just want him to be nice.
Well, it doesn't matter what he is anymore.
I didn't want Annabelle to have a reason, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the nice guys are the easiest to kill.
I guess so.
He seems like he's the nicest. He's moving her. He was the one who moved her.
I know.
Into the travel case and back.
No, I know. It's
big rubber gloves.
What are
rubber gloves going to do against a haunted doll?
Eddie, I don't
know. What is that? That makes no sense to me.
I think that the gloves are dipped in holy water.
Unless you're like wearing like a full lead outfit or something.
I legitimately think they just like dip the gloves in holy water, and then they're holy gloves, and they can hold on to the doll.
That's so stupid.
Yes. Yeah.
Get a fucking fire. Just move her. She's a doll.
She's too fucking, honestly, not anymore. Not anymore. That's for fucking certain. As far as I'm concerned, at this point, we need to burn her.
I mean, that is one of the only options.
I think at this point, Annabelle needs to be stopped. Whatever we believe, whether she's got good politics or she's politically neutral, I feel like we got to be careful. I think we're heading into, we must do something about the Batman territory. Like, it's getting to a point where, like, how far? Because, you know, we got the Brooklyn Devil. The Brooklyn Devil is a listener. He's a good superhero buddy.
Oh, yeah. We should stick the devil on him.
I mean, I'm afraid that he would not. I feel like this is a great supervillain for him.
I don't think he deals with this sort of stuff.
If he wants to be a real hero.
I mean, yeah, you deal with the fucking problems you got,
if
man.
If he could go and get Annabelle before she did. Because, again, right now we're liking the results of Annabelle's freedom. But we don't quite know where it's going to go.
I'm not happy she killed Dan Rivera.
Well, no, but we're happy in terms of as...
People, Tony Sparrow, on the other hand.
Tony Sparrow is super happy. I know.
I mean, this is great for business
for
them.
This is what I'm saying.
We are talking about them on a weekly basis now.
I think Tony Sparrow might have killed him.
Yeah. Wow. Interesting.
That might be slander.
It is slander.
This is the second week in a row you've said that.
So. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It might be slander.
I would love for him to defend himself.
I want someone to go to the Devil on the Run tour.
Silence is deafening.
This is, you know, I always hate when people say like, oh, when they just randomly say they, you know, when someone breaks silence. Tony Sparrow has yet to say anything.
Yeah.
And I want to know what he thinks.
There's an official release from Nesper.
What does it say?
It says, with heavy hearts, we share the sudden and heartbreaking loss of our dear friend and colleague, Dan Rivera. The New England Society of Psychic Research, NESPR, is devastated by his passing and is still coming to terms with the profound loss. Dan was not only a vital part of our team for over a decade, but also deeply compassionate, loyal, and dedicated friend, U.S. Army veteran.
Oh,
all this
yeah.
stuff. It's just like a normal.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, no, he was great, seems like.
It just sounds like maybe they should have had a criminal watching Annabelle.
It's not a bad idea.
I feel like that's what they need next.
Or put her in a prison.
We need to get a guy from death row.
Mm-hmm.
Spring him. His one job is to watch Annabelle. And if he makes it to the end of the tour.
Oh, my God. What if Trump deports Annabelle?
Oh, my God. I mean, to be honest, it's the only thing I'd agree with him on. But they'd still have to find her.
Yeah.
And I think she's a naturalized citizen, though.
I think she is a naturalized citizen.
I'm pretty certain she was born here.
Well, I don't know. She could have been made in China.
I mean, is the demon considered an illegal alien?
Oh, well, the demon's from hell. So hell is not part of our jurisdiction.
So is most of the administration.
Mm-hmm. Put her in prison.
Put her in prison. Lock her up. Breaking news. Golf courses might create Parkinson's. So enjoy that.
Yeah.
And now
they should be parks.
Yep. They should be. But now that's where you can go to a golf instead of worrying about having a park. It may cause Parkinson's, which means when you go to a golf park, you might slip inside of your son.
I read that.
It was a long walk.
Yeah, it was, but I liked it.
It was a long walk.
So is golfing, by the way.
Yes.
I read that article about the Parkinson's golf thing. It's very flawed.
Well, yeah, it's a lot.
I mean, like, first of all, though, like people who live around golf courses are most likely to get Alzheimer's. Like, yeah, they're old. It's all retirement communities. Of course, they're more likely to get Alzheimer's. Yes. Alzheimer's. Everyone gets mad the way I say Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The old time.
Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's.
All right, here we go. Here's a story. We can do this story.
I like stories.
Westbury, New York. Now, this was a man who got pulled into an MRI machine in New York after he walked into the room wearing a large weight training chain around his neck. And he died. Yeah. Now, have you seen these weight training chains?
Dude, my father used to fucking... Well, I was... this is why my neck is fat? Like,
oh,
forever?
I thought it was because of burritos and beer.
It don't help. But from a young age, at 10, my father got this like weightlifting chain and he strapped it to my head. And then he would like take the chain and he'd run it through like 35-pound, 45-pound weights. And then he'd make me like lift them and drag them around everywhere just to make my neck strong so I didn't snap my neck when I played football.
That's actually a really good idea, I think.
It's a really good idea, but I don't think it helped me.
No.
I think it just ruined the rest of my life.
Yeah, it didn't seem to really bring you the rest of your, didn't really help the rest of your football career. Now, this MRI death is just like the Final Destination Bloodlines. There's a whole thing in Final Destination Bloodlines of an MRI machine killing somebody, which is really fun. This is one of my, I'd say it's intrusive thought.
At the risk of sounding stupid like I always do, I didn't know that there was magnets in MRI machines.
Yes, I just don't know why the man thought it would be a good idea to wear his giant weight
training chain. Well, he's like me. I wouldn't have known.
But Why are you wearing it to the doctor's office?
He walked into the room while it was going on.
Yeah, like why would...
He wasn't supposed to walk into the room.
No, of course not, because the giant thing's magnetized. No, but they were like, what are you doing? And then by the time he walked into the room, the machine was on, and then it dragged him across the room, and then it pinned him to the machine and choked him to death. He died of a heart attack.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What he died of, is that they had to shut off the machine, and then he fell off of it, and he died of a heart attack directly afterwards. And it's... Like, this is one of those where...
Oh, I thought he, like, got sucked and his head came off.
I mean, that would be awesome. But that's not what happened. That'd be a cooler story, sure. But no, that's not what happened. He just got choked by the chain, and then he fell off of it, and he died of a heart attack. I guess when I first read the story, I thought it was, like, a cool chain. I thought it was, like, jewelry that he was wearing. And then I realized, like, no, it's, like, a 30-pound weight training chain.
Yeah, he was just wearing chains around his neck.
Yes, like
he's
like
fucking
he was
the ghost of Marley.
Yeah, Marley and Marley, our hearts are painted black. Now, like, yeah, was he trying to get penance for his sins?
I think he was just showing that he still works out and he was tough.
Hey, it's good, man. Yeah, just got released from Prometheus's rock. Mm-hmm. Yep, I stole fire from the gods and they were sort of punishing me by constantly removing my liver with seagulls over and over again, but that's why I figured out I've had a real knee problem. I decided to come in and get my appointment done.
Oh,
I just don't understand. Like, I guess, well, in LA, the workout flex is legit.
Yeah.
Right? The workout of, like, obviously I've just come from working out. Mm-hmm. But in Westbury, New York, I think that working out publicly gets you called gay.
No, they like it.
I don't know.
Maybe. But regardless, this isn't the first New York death of an MRI involving an MRI machine.
Really?
In 2001, a 6-year-old was killed at the Westchester Medical Center when an oxygen tank flew into the chamber drawn by the MRI's 10-ton electromagnet.
Wow. Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
So we got squished in there? Kid got
I think that if he was blown up, they would say it blew up.
No,
right?
You know what that sounds like? He was muddled to death.
Yeah.
It sounded like he was in the bottom of a mortar and pestle and he was turned into pesto by an oxygen tank.
Oh, and then...
Especially if the kid was Italian.
And then they throw a little plug in for, whatchamacallit, for Final Destination, strong enough to fling a wheelchair across the room.
Now, I really think, wow, both of these deaths plugged Final Destination Bloodlines in them.
Yeah.
Which I don't know is if a both, I mean this, both news articles mention Final Destination Bloodlines. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if that's the tie-in that they were looking for. We talked to the producer.
I don't think they care at all.
No.
I think they appreciate it.
I honestly think
every time a plane crashes, like, yeah, yes, people got to rent the first one.
Yes. And they make so much hay out of, like, the millennials are afraid of the loose logs on a truck because of Final Destinations, and Final Destination films.
I think it's a healthy fear.
But they keep working that in, but it's still, like, it is just a, like, fear.
Yeah.
It very rarely happens.
Of course it rarely happens, but so do lots of things that I'm scared of.
Like, sadly, Malcolm Jamal Warner, who just died randomly on vacation.
Fucking riptides are terrifying.
That's really sad. That whole story is really sad. That's the whole thing of, like, that guy was just on vacation, just trying to live a life.
He was the coolest motherfucker.
Yes, and you can die very easily on vacation.
Yes.
And I feel like it's the one thing I want to always...
We almost died on vacation.
Yep. I want to always remind our listeners of when we were on a horrible... That hike we took on the side
of
the
fucking
volcano.
We're walking around the rim of a volcano and had to walk a plank through the broken part of the rim. It was fucking terrifying.
It was the worst shit I've ever done in my life, and I'll never do it again.
I was literally contemplating just going in the fetal position and getting like a $70,000 helicopter home.
Yes, it was just the only thing
that's
that
how
kept,
scared I was.
Literally,
I was so scared.
The only thing that made me go over that plank is knowing that I had to be able to have sex with my wife that weekend. And I knew that if I laid and gave up, it would not have been a sexy weekend.
Yeah, no, I...
You know what I mean?
I was ready to fucking not have sex. That's for damn sure.
I know.
They were both fucking wonderful.
They couldn't care less.
They couldn't care less that they were fucking dancing at 6,000 feet on a volcano
They
rim.
Feel nothing. And I don't know how our ladies don't feel anything. They're so sensitive otherwise.
Yeah.
Except when it comes to actual physical danger. And then we realize that. But just remember, when you're on vacation, just because you're on vacation doesn't mean you can do things that you can't do when you're not on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not saying that Malcolm Jamal Warner was doing that because he wasn't. He was just swimming. He got caught in a riptide. It's really fucked up.
Yeah.
It's just important to remember, ocean's dangerous.
Of course it's dangerous, especially down where you don't belong. There's no lifeguards.
Don't worry. Bill Cosby said he always stuck by me.
Oh, God. Shut up.
We don't need it, Bill.
Shut up, Bill.
We don't need it.
Go back to your hole.
And he was just like, you know, I wish I could find my hole, but I'm a bit of a Mr. Magoo. I'm a bit of a Mr. Magoo here, trying to find my way through. Bit of a Helen Keller, can't find my way tonight, sorry.
Live from your grave.
Let's see, I got some stories here. I got three stories I'm interested in. I don't know if we have time for all of them.
Let's see.
First, I just think a Dog the Bounty Hunter stepson accidentally kills his step-grandson.
I mean, it's just like too much redneck at once.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
Having a step-grandson and have them murder each other is like a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot.
You know?
This guy, I mean, he's just trying to give this man some peace.
So you hear, he doesn't need peace.
I mean, he's made a life of no peace. All right, the McDonald's manager shoots teen's mom in dispute over trash.
See, I'm glad that you covered that one, because the other one I was going to cover is there's a McDonald's man, an employee who worked for the Sydney, Australia McDonald's.
Okay.
And he had Down syndrome.
Okay.
And he worked until he was 50.
Great.
And they gave him a retirement party.
That's nice.
Yeah, and in the very
end. But now what is he going to do?
Well, apparently one of the big things McDonald's does is that if you retire there and if you work through their the employees with disabilities, like the special training programs, is that what they'll do is that they'll put you in a wheelchair and they'll cover you in gasoline to set you on fire.
Oh.
And that's just kind of a way
McDonald's
to,
guarantee.
Yeah, it's just a way. They flame broil you.
Yeah. Well, that's Burger King. Please.
Sorry.
Yeah, no. But McDonald's.
It was a whopper of a funeral. No, he's still alive.
All right, so listen to this. This story is in Belleville, Illinois. A McDonald's manager tells his teenage employee, take out the trash.
Yeah, and you know, now with the Zoomers, they don't do anything.
And that's what she said. She said, no, I ain't taking out the trash. Go fuck yourself.
Well, and this
he
is
says,
the
well, if you aren't going to take out the trash, you're fired.
That's your job.
Go home.
That's the one thing you do. This is McDonald's.
Yes.
Do you want to be on the fryer later or not?
Yeah, exactly.
You got to work your way up the fucking chain.
You also have to take out trash. It's part of the job.
That's why everybody's got to take out trash.
It's part. If the trash is filled, the manager delegates. That's just how it is. I remember I fired someone because they couldn't take out the trash at Hooters. I told this kid, I'm like, can you take out the trash? He's like, where's it go? I said, in the dumpster. And he said, where's that? I said, get out of here.
Where do dumpsters go?
So this chick won't take out the trash.
Sure.
She gets fired. She goes home. She tells her mom.
This thing of everybody telling their mother stuff, I've never told my mother anything. I never told her I ever got fired.
No,
can you imagine telling your mother you got fired? If I told my mother ever that I'd gotten fired, she'd be like, what'd you do?
Yeah.
She would never take my employer's side.
Man, I was arrested, I don't know, a total of 6 times in my life. My mother never found out about any of them.
Yeah, because
I went to jail and she didn't find out.
Why the fuck would I tell my mother? What is she going to do besides make me feel worse?
Yeah, I consider it a great, like, how would he say, like a triumph of my life that she never found out about all my arrests?
Yeah.
I'm very proud of it. So this woman, she's like, you can't fire my daughter. And he's like, yeah, I can. She won't do her job. And she's like, well, fuck you, motherfucker. She goes behind the counter, starts punching the manager in the face. Know what the manager does?
Takes out a gun and shoots her. See, I feel like there's a lot going on here. I don't know why the manager was armed at work.
I mean, you're a McDonald's. They're not hiring the best.
I know, but this is the thing. Like, most stories, right? Like, if we, like...
This guy's trying so hard to not flip out. I bet he's in anger management classes.
She's intense.
Yeah.
That lady's intense,
oh, no,
dude.
Kathy ain't to be fucked.
No, Kathy ain't to be fucked with. Kathy Bledsoe fucking shot this woman in the head. You gotta be careful out there, guys. Don't fucking fight with these people. I want a question. Like, don't fight McDonald's managers. They don't give a... Fuck. I'd love to know.
Lady managers apparently are strapped.
They're strapped. Side stories, LPOTL@gmail.com. Where does your employer keep the gun? Because I'd love to know if everybody's got a boss that has a gun floating around. I feel like that used to be way more of a thing when I was a younger man, that you'd be like, like, I remember being some job I had where the boss was just like, hey, look at this. And he showed the gun in the drawer. He's like, that's in case anybody wants to fuck with us. And it's just like, it's a video store. Like, why are we killing people? Oh, like, yeah, man. What's about, like, what amount of cash could they possibly get from this place?
No, I mean, McDonald's, I mean, you don't even use the cash anymore.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
It's all kiosk.
It's all kiosk. No, maybe. One's even, there's no, there's probably is no cash.
I will use the kiosk if the kiosk is armed. That's what we need. Is armed kiosks.
Fucking R2-D2 yes. Down there with a little shocker.
Yeah.
Man, wow, that this is really chick was sad. Armed. I got another story I like. This woman in Key West. You've never been to Key West, have you?
No, I've never been.
I love Key West. Key West is wonderful. One thing you should need to know about Key West before you go to Key West, it's covered in chickens.
Yes, that's what
chickens, roosters, sense. Everywhere. It would totally fuck with you because it didn't go well for you in Ybor.
But you couldn't sleep.
The roosters are going all day, all night. All day, all night. They don't stop. Roosters, the morning thing is just like a myth. They go all day. And so, but this place... Key West loves his chickens. It's chicken culture. They're everywhere. They're on all the signs and all this stuff. And so this woman, there's a chicken crossing the road, and this woman stops to let the chicken cross the road.
Sure.
And the person behind her starts like honking and honking and honking and honking. And she's like, go, go, go. And she's like, no, I can't go. There's a fucking chicken crossing the road.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of a joke. Yeah,
this
yeah.
woman swerves around, runs over the chicken. All right. Kills the chicken in front. So the woman who was waiting for the chicken to cross the road speeds and follows this woman through Key West, speeds up next to her, and then bear sprays her. To teach her a lesson for killing the chicken.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But, you know, it's unfair. It's still, you know, it sucks that person killed the chicken.
I think if it's sold at stores, you don't get bear sprayed for killing it.
I think so too. I think it's we know a lot of people. I know people that have chickens as pets and they like their chickens.
I love chickens, and I there was a bunch of chickens and like chicks in the road in Key West, and I kind of like stood there to make sure no cars were coming until they crossed and stuff.
That's cute.
You know, like I was really worried about this, so I know why this happened. But you can't kill the chicken. This woman was definitely wrong. Did she deserve to get bear sprayed? I don't know.
Yes. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Teach her a lesson.
You know what it is.
But you can't do it. You can't get caught.
This is the problem.
You got to have fake license plates if you're going to bear spray people for killing chickens.
I would love to know how long they were waiting. Right? Because...
Not long enough.
Well, I've been in some scenarios. I'm talking about like...
People are so impatient when it comes to driving.
As they should be.
Yeah.
Because guess what you guys all do? Lollygag.
I'm down with lollygags.
Guess what? Some of us have places to be.
We all got places to be.
Middle of the week, I got places to be.
Yeah, leave earlier and you'll get there on time.
No, because I'm packed. I'm fully fucking packed. Everybody's got to drive better.
You see the new thing in Florida?
What?
They're straight up arresting you for speeding now. If you go over 50 miles an hour over the speed limit, they're arresting you. This started a couple weeks ago.
I'd like to see what hue you have to be arrested, but we will find that out. Like, figure out what. But,
some kid was just arrested.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they threatened me with their. I went joyriding with a buddy in freshman year of college where we drove at like 110 miles per hour.
Joyriding's when you steal the car. And dump it.
We're having fun.
You didn't do that.
No, we were just driving a car really, 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 really
yeah.
fast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the guy threatened to arrest us.
But this kid was going 155 in a Challenger. I say lock his ass up.
Yeah, I mean, he needs to learn a lesson for that because
30 days.
He's very lucky he didn't hurt somebody.
That's charging people.
You can really hurt somebody. And if you don't know what you're doing, you could very easily lose control of the car and hurt somebody and kill yourself.
I think speeding is one of the most selfish things a person could do.
See, I love speeding. I think it's great.
And but you're selfish.
I think that, well, it's how you get places. I'm just saying.
You get places.
Yes. Do you want to get to a place or are we all enjoying the 405? Do we want to arrive at a place or are we all just like being in our cars?
Oh my God. You have a need for speed.
I do.
I can't wait to drive you places. You're gonna lose your mind. You're gonna punch you to sleep.
I'm gonna grab the wheel.
Exactly the speed limit.
No, I hate you. But this is the thing is that this guy, how long were they waiting for the chicken? Right. So if it's, I think. If we're hitting 10 minutes...
Oh, I guarantee you this was a minute.
I'm just saying, How long are we waiting for the chickens?
I mean, if it goes over 5 minutes, you get out of your car and you shoo the chicken.
I mean, you got to kick at the chickens and they can go. The chickens don't need to be treated. We don't have to kill the chickens, but they don't have to be treated gently either.
Yeah.
I think you can literally go up to the chickens and kind of kick at the chicken until it gets off the street without killing it. Mm-hmm. And everyone gets to move along.
All I know is this.
People got to be someplace.
Yeah, you can't be a chicken vigilante in Key West. I know that much.
No. Also, again, that's a part of me that what I'm saying is, you know what? I'll change it only because this is Key West. Mm-hmm. And why are you in a rush in Key West? If this is happening.
Take your time.
If there's
nothing to do down there.
In Studio City, I'm going to be like, let's hurry this the fuck along. These Los Angeles-ass chickens should be at Howlin' Ray's.
Yeah.
As far as I'm fucking concerned.
Well, we're too big for chickens here in Los Angeles.
We can't have chickens here.
There are chickens, but like they're in neighborhoods.
We got to eat them.
Yeah.
Key West, I can understand why are we in such a rush.
Yeah.
That I'll understand. This is what I'm just saying. It's, to me, it's site specific. Los Angeles, if you're not in a rush, get the fuck out of the city.
Yeah.
Get the living fuck out of here. All right? This is not a time. This is a hard-working place.
I'm not in a rush.
Get the living fuck out of here. All right?
All right. I'll leave.
Get out of here. All right? It's Los Angeles, the fast city. We got to fucking move fast. All right? When I go to Atlanta, I understand. They drive 10 miles underneath the speed limit, and everyone has guns. Mm-hmm. So I don't honk my horn in Atlanta, and I understand.
People got guns here. Don't honk your horn here. They get scared.
Oh, I honk my fucking horn. I'll die.
Yeah. Seems like it. Be careful.
You fuck with me. You fuck the best. You come for the king. You best not miss.
All right. We got to get you a gun.
I got to fucking... Right. Don't worry, I have a little water pistol.
Can I speaking of my love of animals, man, can I shout out someone real quick?
Yeah.
Paul Watson. Congrats, buddy. Interpol takes him off their most wanted list.
What'd he do?
He is the former founder and head of Sea Shepherd Conservation Society. They're one of the few organizations I donate to at the end of the year for a while mm-hmm. now. I love this place. Basically, what Sea Shepherd does, if you don't know, is they go find whalers out in open waters, and then they try to fuck with the whalers.
Oh, cool.
Like they got these fire hoses that dip into the ocean and suck up ocean water, and they just spray people whaling. They always cut up trolling nets and shit like that.
Cool.
And so Japan fucking hit up Interpol and they're like, this guy threw bombs at one of our boats. They literally were throwing explosives at the boat while they were trying to go whaling and shit. And they're fucking stopping people from murdering pilot whales. They try to stop someone just killed a bunch of pilot whales and they were a little too late, but they got all the footage of the aftermath.
Those pilot whales
really fucked up.
They weren't from Saudi Arabia, right? Were they coming over here?
Whales are everywhere. They don't have a nation.
Did they get trained in Tampa?
No. So this guy actually for the Japan incident back in 2007, he actually spent some time in a Greenland prison last year for a couple months. But now
I think in Greenland, it's a prison. They're prison there. I imagine it's one of those where you stay in a house.
I imagine it's fine.
Yeah.
I imagine he got to rest for a little while. But he's off the Interpol list. France said, fuck it. We're not interested anymore. But Japan still putting out a warrant for his arrest across the world. They say we want him. And but for trying to fuck with their whaling ships, because Japan will not stop whaling.
Well, it's because there's a cultural thing, and I also believe they do it in a way specifically.
They claim it's science, but it's not.
Yes.
Yeah, so they literally also just love it.
It's a part of their life. It's a part of their life, and
who
I feel
cares?
Like they do it sustainable. I mean, you know, it's a thing. Humans are still technically more important than animals.
No.
I don't think that's what I believe.
I think someone who kills a bunch of animals deserves to get shot in the head, too.
I agree, but it still feels it's one of those. I don't know.
Chicken lady? I think that's proper punishment.
No, I get it. I don't like it, Eddie. I'm just saying.
If someone kills 64 pilot whales, I hope that Paul Watson kills them. That's why I'm paying him money every year.
What is this? So they don't they have isn't the whale a thing they raise the whales they kill or whatever?
No, they find them out in the ocean.
But aren't they little whales?
Commercial whaling's big over there.
Yes.
Has been for a long time.
Iceland stopped.
Iceland stopped.
Yeah, Iceland stopped. We stopped. Russia's still doing it.
I mean, well, yeah. But they do everything bad. But these guys, I guess it's one of those where, on one hand, I do utterly agree with you, but on the other hand, it's hard when it's something that's baked into a culture or a society. So they have to figure out how to change their society from within.
We changed them once before.
Oh, God, Eddie.
It's not how it works. Very aggressive today. I'm calling a lot of death. I'm calling for a lot of death today. And they're like doubling down. They have a mother, the mothership.
Oh yeah, no, they don't like whales over there. I think they use them for what they have it.
They
eat
do
whale.
Nothing. They kill them. They just kill them. There's no use for them. You can't eat them. You can't do nothing.
So what do they kill them for?
Literally, is because it the oil? They like doing it.
But I think they gotta have like a
it's
thing.
It's not the 1920s.
But you know they got
you
other
don't
stuff,
need
right?
Fucking kerosene from a whale's brain anymore.
I wish, you know, I kind of want to see a jar of it. Why does Japan kill the whales? Thanks, Google.
I don't know.
Cultural traditions, historical context, and belief in the sustainability of the act.
Do you know when they got caught killing all the dolphins? They were taking the dolphin meat and serving it to the kids, and all the kids got fucking big old heads and got autistic and shit.
What?
Yeah. Japan's fucked up because all the mercury in these animals. We can't eat them.
I don't know, man.
You ever see the Cove?
Yeah, I laugh a lot. Whale hunters, understandably, older people who actively support. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we don't know why they killing all those whales.
They've been doing it.
Because they've just been doing
they
it.
They just like it for some reason.
Hey, man. Hey, I'm not even fighting for them. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just, one of those where I think if you get caught in a net, you got to get out of it. If you don't want to get eaten, you know what I mean?
All I know is I hope this guy finds some whalers and they make some sea shepherd's pie with them.
No, I think you're correct, and I do think that whales need to arm themselves.
They can't. They have flippers.
Right, so they got to figure that out. They need some kind of blade gloves. That's what they need.
Oh, man. Look at this. Look at what happened. These fuckers, they're just killing pilot whales.
No, he's bad, Eddie.
It's
I
bad.
Don't
Look
know.
At this fucking cove of blood.
I don't like it, buddy.
Look at it.
I don't know. I mean, if
there's no reason for this.
I guess
they
not.
They didn't even take the bodies.
I have no idea.
At
I
least,
don't
like,
know.
Hunters in Africa take the taxidermy the animals, they just leave them to sit and rot.
This just in, Ed Larson loves the poachers in Africa.
No. I just think that they're better than the people killing whales in Japan.
I mean, you know, it's just everybody's got questions.
A total of 116 pilot whales were driven onto a beach and killed.
I don't like it.
15 pregnant females.
Why weren't they in their planes?
So 131 individuals.
I just don't understand what they're all doing on land and not in the sky.
Killed by the Japanese.
Well, them and my grandfather.
Yep.
All right. Let's look at some listener emails.
Donate to Sea Shepherd if you can.
Now we have a new stinger for listener emails.
Fuck yes! Listener emails! I can't wait to hear what these pieces of shit have to say.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, do we even have to do any more?
Who did that one?
Good for this week. That was from Dakota Rolf.
No,
good
work. I'm just saying, like, I mean, I don't even want a different stinger ever. I hope I don't hear the other ones.
It was awesome. Oh, I want to ask a neat question. Is it illegal for me to just enter into a grocery store in a ghillie suit? Side store is lpotl@gmail.com.
I think you can do whatever you want in a ghillie suit as long as not kill the person.
I just don't know if people get all nervous or whatever.
Of course they get nervous.
Well,
everybody's... That's not illegal, though.
Yeah, right. Making someone nervous isn't illegal. If you have, like, an assault rifle with you or, like, a bow and arrow.
That's fun.
Yeah.
All right, so let's read this first one. This is just... This one's going to be... I mean, Ed's been angry today, but this is going to make him extra angry.
Oh, Jesus. Come on. Leave me alone already.
Dan Marino is a jerk.
No! What? No!
Growing
what
up in
about?
South Florida...
Shut up.
...and working in service and retail, I ran into my fair share of athletes over the years. Most were pleasant and nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say LeBron was the most larger than life when he came into the Whole Foods I worked at, and he took time to talk to all of the kids who ran up to him excitedly.
He needs Whole Foods. He's so big, he can't have part food.
Mm-mm. Can't have half food. One interaction I had, though, is burned into my mind. I was 18, Working at Blockbuster, best job I've ever had, yes.
Yeah.
It was fairly busy. May have been a Thursday night, which is always the one of the busiest nights at a video store back in the day. I was on a register and a line, about 5 to 7 people.
Okay.
I didn't see him come in, but as I finished checking out a guest, I see Dan Marino walking straight at me.
God, must have been like a ray of light on him.
He's got that big singing. Dan Marino smile on his face.
Yeah.
He puts his movies down and he asks how I'm doing. I just kind of froze.
Yeah.
Like, here's this guy I've seen my whole life on TV, and I grew up when he was QB for the Dolphins, so he was a big deal. And he's just cutting the line.
Yeah.
I look back at the line.
He's getting his movies.
I look back at the line, and I see everybody was looking at him, and I'm like, wow, it's Dan Marino.
Yeah.
But they weren't. They were more like going, what the fuck? Why are you cutting us in line?
Don't fucking put your thoughts in their heads. You don't know what they were thinking.
I look at him, and I say, I'm sorry, sir. There's a line. He smiled. He kind of cocked his head a little to look at me like, don't you recognize me?
Yeah.
Then he said something like, it's fine, I won't take long, which cued the line to start grumbling. My manager peeked his head out of his office.
Oh my God, that's Dan Marino. I can't believe it. I love this man.
I can't believe this piece of shit's fucking keeping me from getting showgirls. I want to masturbate in front of my family. Now, oh, come on, guys, another guest said, you're not special. Another one on the guest line said,
a fucking Jet fan.
He just cut all of us.
Yeah.
Dan looked pretty indignant. And he turned to them. He was like, come on, guys. My favorite someone yelled from the back, where's your ring? At that point, Dan was not smiling.
Yeah.
My manager just wanted to defuse the situation and told him to come around the side and check them out himself.
Okay.
After that, every guest that he cuts said something to the tune of, who does that guy think he is?
He thinks he's Dan Marino.
I never saw Dan Marino checking out movies again at my location.
Of course not. Why would he go back? You treated him like shit.
You were definitely the closest to his house.
All right. This is insane.
He cuts line.
Of course line he cutter. Cuts. Of course he does.
Dan Marino, the way this works, and I'm going to say this now for all the other celebrities that listen to our show that will learn from this, is that you can't just walk to the head of the line. You have to act obtuse.
What, is he going to be a fucking prop for everybody?
Yes.
Is he there to sign autographs all day?
That's
no.
What celebrities
He's
are.
He's checking out a movie.
But the thing is that what happens is, so now you're at the Blockbuster right near your home. What I would have done if I was Dan Marino is, first of all,
I don't know. This could be at a hospital. He's going to see a Make-A-Wish kid, and the kid wants to see NFL Rocks.
Number one
Master
thing,
Blasters for the fucking 10th time.
Number one thing I would have done as Dan Marino is I would have won a Super Bowl. Second thing that
he couldn't. He tried. But he tried very hard. He couldn't do it.
The second thing I would have
done. That's the Robbie family problem. That's Shula's fault. That's everyone. Not Marino. They didn't ever give him a proper running back.
Shame shifting around. Blame getting thrown back and forth. So, but what I would say is if it was Dan Marino, I'd stand and very obviously be Dan Marino.
He's got a bad ankle. He can't be standing there all the goddamn time.
I would stand there until someone recognized me, because that's what would happen, right?
I'm sure he was recognized when he came out of his car.
But
as soon as the air hit his face, people were just like, Dan Marino, oh my God, birds recognize him.
Eddie, all one has to do is to pretend to be humble. If he just pretended
How
to be humble.
How the fuck is Dan Marino supposed to be humble?
Remember that he didn't win the Super Bowl.
Who cares?
And
he's the greatest of all time.
It doesn't matter if you don't get the ring. Nothing matters. You don't make it those lists unless you win the rings.
Nah,
so
the you rings got the records, baby.
So, but I'm just giving a lesson. Fake humility. Have someone go, oh my God, Dan Marino. He's like, yeah. And just like, you shouldn't be standing in line. Someone's gonna skip you ahead. They're gonna skip you ahead. But you have to, it's like Dan Marino, like, we all have to reach for our wallets. If we're at the dinner for Dan Marino, the only thing you have to do, you know Dan Marino's going to pay, but everybody, that social contract is, you have to reach for your wallet and go, well, look at the bill until someone says, I got this, right?
Yeah.
That's how it works. It's the same way for stuff like this. Any perk is that you're going to get the perk. You just have to
allow them.
By taking the perk.
No, the manager came and managed the fucking Blockbuster like he was supposed to.
But Dan Marino decided instead of because he's a field general, but he's not the Blockbuster general.
Ugh.
And so he comes in there and you can't just skip to the top of the line. People have to celebrate you and want you to come to the top of the line.
This is why Blockbuster closed down.
Yes.
Because they don't know how to treat celebrities. They don't know how to treat fucking icons.
It's inconsistent.
No, you treat... I learned this a long time ago. If you want cool people to come to your establishment, you got to treat them a little better.
But look what happened. Chris Brown shot that guy.
Chris Brown? What are you talking about, Chris Brown?
Let him into a club and he shot himself in the... or shot some man.
Dan Marino never did that.
He would have if he could.
No, other dolphins did.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
We're very much worse. Much, much worse.
Well, I think this kid deserved to get fired from the Blockbuster Radio he worked at. You're not a proper Miami, and you're probably a fucking Patriot fan or a Bills fan or something. Go fuck yourself.
You know, all I know is that Dan Marino is an asshole.
He's a nice guy, and he's a great man. I can't wait to see him anywhere.
Just type in the words Dan Marino is an asshole and see what comes up on the internet.
Of course people think he's an asshole.
Is Dan Marino nice? Whether Dan Marino is nice is subjective and depends on individual perspective.
That's right.
That's what Google AI says.
Yeah.
Fuck
some
you.
Some people may perceive him as arrogant or aloof.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Fuck you, man. Google AI. Fuck you, dude.
Google AI don't know shit about Dan Marino.
They said he has, according to this Google search that I just had Rob do, some people have criticized Marino for being arrogant.
Why would he not be arrogant? He's beautiful. He's got the best arm in the world. Who cares? He's got a ring. He's married.
Technically, yeah, anybody can do that. Eli Madden. It's sad.
Eli Manning.
Yeah, he's even got more.
Piece of
even
shit.
He's got more. He's and got he won him by accident.
He really did. He had happy feet. He didn't know what he was doing.
No, he's kind of like, he's the least talented man to ever make so much money and have so much success. Eli Manning is not as good as his brother, and he's technically, on paper, a better quarterback than his brother.
No, he's not.
On paper, stats-wise.
No, he's not.
He won the ring.
So did his brother.
Side stories.
His brother got two.
But Peyton Manning had to try harder.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning gave his team.
You have no point. I'm never talking sports with you again.
Sports stories.
This is fun. I like sports.
Dan Marino's a fucking hero. I'm glad Blockbuster's closed. I hope you're unemployed to this day. Whoever you are. Fucking listener.
Oh, God. Here's one more little story.
Treat my people right.
Here's one more story.
I bet that guy doesn't even like alligators.
Probably not. I got a lot of people reaching out. First of all, the shirts are coming.
Yeah, we have, you guys want to hear some people's shirt sizes?
No, I don't want to do it. Don't do it. We'll read everybody. You don't want to hear. You want to read out everybody's addresses that we just received?
You don't want to hear Logan Beard's shirt size?
Come on, Logan Beard, you want to see? Come on, we're telling every people, we're doxing your body. But a lot of people said that when we talked about the screw worms last week, that they had to shut the show off and they almost vomited, which
is
great.
It's disgusting.
I love it. It's awesome. But I got a great worm story.
All right.
Another nurse story. I thought I'd share a worm story that I think you'd love, hate.
Thank you.
As an ICU nurse, I got a patient who was under observation for new seizures without any medical history.
You don't see me, you see worms.
He was at dad age, well-traveled, convinced nothing was wrong with him. I took him for an MRI, and what showed up on the screen made everyone gasp in fear and pity. Golf balls. How about that? How about that line? Having an entire nurse staff gasp in fear and pity. That's what I
want. You're at the hospital, yeah. And everyone's like,
oh, God. Oh, that's terrible. So bad. Golf ball sized tumor in his frontal lobe, or at least what they thought was a tumor.
I like the word lobe.
Yep. Lisa lobe, my favorite lobe. I worked the night shift, so we couldn't get a definitive diagnosis yet, and I was so grateful I wouldn't have to be the one to tell this man that he had cancer. I came back the next day and asked the day nurse how he took the news. Worms, she says. Well, this well-traveled man loved his raw lamb, and so did the worms. Yeah. He was walking around with a golf ball-sized bundle of worms in his brain.
Whoa.
Now we know that actually qualifies him to be the Secretary of Health and Human Services, because Robert F. Kennedy Jr. also famously...
Is that how he got worms in his brain, from eating raw meat?
Just being a big
unpasteurized milk and
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, he's just a total animal.
But there's going to be sugar in Coca-Cola.
You know, I'm just... It's rough. You got to be careful. If you hear things squirreling around your brain, man, just go to the doctor. That's my thing. And I think that brain worms... or bad. I think it's a negative column in your life. I'd put that in the negative column.
Man, I know I've told a lot of stories today, but
you did.
My mother worked at a place where they had like a whirlpool, you know, for people. Yeah. And this person came in with a giant foot, you know, like one big foot and one bag foot. And then there was a Band-Aid on the foot, and then they put him in the whirlpool, and they took the Band-Aid came off, and then a bunch of bugs just came out of the foot.
And he's like, "That's my family." Yeah. And it turns out he was Mr. Oogie. from Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's 1970s Elizabeth, New Jersey for you.
Baby. Yummy, 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 yummy. Watch them toes. Wow, what an incredible day to live knowing that the movie Eddington is out.
Go see it.
You're going to love that movie. It's going to make you really, really upset, and you're going to laugh at the fact that Ari Aster turned down an interview with us. He listened to our other interviews, and I think that he wasn't ready.
I think he's
very serious.
He seems serious.
He's very, very serious, and then is absolutely fine. But
it is fun because we were like we were just going to yell at him and ask him what's wrong with him.
Yeah, why are you insane? Why are you so frightening?
So he probably made the right choice.
Oh, sure. But Eddington, I will say, we got to see, I'll bust it right now, we got to see an early screening of Eddington, one of the coolest days of our lives, because we got to go to like a little private screening room and see it. It was awesome.
Thank you, A24.
Thank you. We love it. Yeah. We love it. And go see Eddington.
It's unbelievable.
I want to say it's my number two movie of his. I think a lot of people are really upset by it. Marcus was one. Marcus
was so upset. It's going to cause wars if people see this movie.
And Marcus, like, was what I love too about Marcus too. Not only did he got upset about it, but then he does the thing, which I love, where he's like, it's a bad movie because it made him upset. And I was just like, no, it just made you really fucking upset.
People are always like that. Like when they're like, oh, you got me so mad. It's like, yeah, maybe it's good because you're still thinking and talking about it.
He won you over. Ari Aster does it takes you right back to the worst part of one of the worst parts of my life.
Yes.
Summer of 2020, much like everybody else. And it is, no one's going to be happy.
No, it is the most upsetting. It is one of the most upsetting films I've ever seen.
That's what I love about it. Everybody gets it.
Yeah.
Not a single person from COVID doesn't get it.
That is what I liked about it, is because he took every argument of COVID and then made that person look like an idiot.
And
no matter where you stood on anything.
And made a really good action Western.
It was an unbelievable film.
Great movie. Go check it out. And we have no reason to even plug it.
No. But I
just want you to
so
go
much.
See it because it's so upsetting, and I want you to have that.
Did you like it more than Superman?
You know, they are literally the polar opposites.
Except for Pedro.
Movies.
Oh, no, Pedro's not in Superman. He's in Fantastic Four.
Yeah, it's the polar opposite of movies. I would say that Superman actually made me want to see comic book movies again.
Whoa.
That's the closest I've ever gotten to actually giving a shit about a superhero. But I felt the same way, to be honest. I'm just afraid because everyone's going to yell at me, because I felt the same way after watching that as I watched The Last Jedi. Mm-hmm. When I watched
Last Jedi was great.
But that was a movie, but everybody hated it because people don't like change. Yeah. And I was like watching a movie, and I was like, it sounds like they finally made a movie. They finally just like made a movie. It's a actual Superman movie. It's not, I don't feel like I'm being dragged through a field of IP. I don't feel like I'm being forced to watch all of this other goddamn horseshit in order to watch the movie. I don't have to go and watch your piece of shit television show in order to understand what's happening in the movie. I hate that shit. It drives me crazy. Don't tie me up with all this fucking garbage.
You know, they really dummy proof it, so you don't have to watch everything.
But the problem is that because they dummy proof it, the sections that are dummy proofed make me feel like an idiot. Like, they make me feel like an idiot watching it. Like, when you do this thing where
you're mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you know how I feel.
I don't like movies. I don't like superhero movies that make me have to go buy all their dumb shit. I like just, like, let me go see a movie, which is what James Gunn is doing, and he's the only person who should be making these big budget movies anymore, because it seems like he actually cares about the people that are going to go watch it.
And Ryan Coogler.
Yes. I mean, like, it's just more the guys that are making these ridiculous superhero movies that are just...
I like about half of them, I'd say.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that they're like... painless, and they're you can kind of just watch them, like they're great for hospice, they're great for airplanes and stuff like that. It's just one of those where, like, I want to see a movie, and that's what was nice. Superman kind of felt like, oh wow, we're doing movies again.
Yeah, it was a return to form. I love it a lot. But go see Eddington. They need your love more than Superman. Superman's going to be in the theater
for
months.
Superman's fine. Go see Eddington.
Yeah, go see Eddington.
Ari Aster needs support. He deserves it. And God, I can't wait to see how upset it makes you.
That is the thing. I want to go see Eddington and like not even watch the screen, just watch the audience.
Yeah, because I
want to bring like a folding chair and sit where the screen is and look at everybody.
It was awesome. It was the four of us. It was Rob, Marcus, Ed, and I in an A24 screening room. They had about five other people in there. We were the only one. Eddie and I were cackling.
Yeah, I was laughing my fucking ass
cackling.
Off.
And
I
everyone,
find Ari Aster to be hilarious.
I think he's making the best comedies of the last decade. Yeah. And legitimately, Bo is Afraid and Eddington have more laughs in it than the comedies I have seen in the last 5 years. So Eddington's funny. Yeah. Like, legit funny. It's just going to make you upset.
It's going to make you very mad.
Go to patreon.com/lastpodcastontheleft. Give us some money. You know, watch us flap about things that'll make you upset. Because that's what we're good at. And go to all the socials, LP on the left for all that horseshit. And on all of our YouTubes, go to at LPN TV. That's our new YouTube channel. Set up someplace underneath LPN Romanticy, The Foreign Report. Go check it out because that's where we're putting our stuff. And we have a lot of stuff. Go to lastpodcastontheleft.com to buy tickets for our live shows.
That's right. Side Stories is on the road. We're going to be in Kansas City, Missouri, September 21st. Redway, California at the Mateel Community Center on October 24th. On the Crime Wave at Sea, November 3rd through 7th. That's crimewaveatsea.com/left. And November 30th, Columbus, Ohio, Newport Music Hall. Henry and I spreading around the yucks. And of course, we're going to be in Asheville in a couple weeks, but that's sold out. You can't come to that if you don't have tickets already.
No, we cannot wait to come and entertain you.
I love you guys. I'm mad that I'm not going to get in town to eat some 12 bones. So if anybody wants to bring some to the show for me, I'd really appreciate that.
What's 12 bones?
It's the best barbecue in the world, and they sell out at like noon every fucking day in Asheville.
That's always the hardest.
It's Obama's joint.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, he's so busy.
He loves bones.
That's got to be so hard for him just sitting there on that smoker all day. He must get so hot, especially with those long sleeve shirts.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's because of all the tattoos.
Yeah, because you know what the thing about Barack Obama is that I'm really glad he's focusing on things like making movies at Netflix and food instead of like doing anything.
It's why he likes it so much. Is this the only barbecue that's brought brings your barbecue to your table by drone?
Funny.
Thank you.
Fuck him.
Whoa.
Yep.
Whoa.